Well, hello, AirVenture attendees and people who are not able to be here at AirVenture. On the Fly is over at the IAC today. I'm Jay Montgi, and we just got done getting hammered by a line of thunderstorms, but it's cooled off nicely, and the rain has stopped, and now everyone's moving around again, having lunch, and enjoying all the things to see here at AirVenture. Joining me now is Mike Heuer, the president of the IAC, and that is the International Aerobatic Club.
Yes, sir.
Mike, tell us a little bit about the organization, right from the beginning. Let's remind our listeners what the IAC is, how it started, and its function within the EAA.
Okay, that's good. IAC actually started in 1970, the same year that EAA moved the fly-in convention to Oshkosh, 1970. You know, of course, the EAA founder, Paul Pobrezny, was a man who was interested in aerobatics, since he first learned to fly. And so he was incredibly supportive in our early years, but really wanted to protect the rights of people to fly, and that included aerobatics, and including aerobatics in home-built aircraft. And so Paul wanted to get something going, and my father and some other men from the Chicago area met with Paul in early 1970 and got it all started. We started with about five people, and now we have about close to 4,000 active members in about 50 different countries around the world, and a whole host of activities. One of the things that we do is host the U.S. National Aerobatic Championships every year in September. And as a matter of fact, I know you're going to be talking to the contest director for the Nationals soon on this program. And he's also will be telling you about our plans to move that championships to Oshkosh in 2017. Okay. So that's a real exciting prospect. But principally, we really want to bring people into aerobatics because we believe that learning the skills of flying an airplane in all realms and all regimes of flight is something that everyone should learn, because it makes you a better pilot, a more proficient pilot, and a more confident pilot. I remember that when I was learning to fly, even before I soloed, my father insisted that we do rolls, loops, spins, you know, before I took that first solo flight.
Well, especially spin recoveries.
Yes. And, of course, you know, when at first it was rather frightening, you know, but then after a while, after I'd seen a few of them, and there wasn't anything that you were afraid of after that. And it gave you the confidence that no matter what happens to this airplane, I'll be able to handle it. And that's been our hallmark from the beginning for these last 46 years. We carry out this work by publishing a monthly magazine full of educational articles and reports, Sport Aerobatics Magazine. We also have a network of about 35 chapters around the country, which hold meetings, seminars, practice sessions, and also regional aerobatic competitions. We're real strong into the competition area because we think that, you know, once a pilot learns aerobatics, maybe they'd like to take it to the next step. And that means flying against your peers in competition in different levels, different categories of flying, wherever you want to start. Mm-hmm. So that's how it works.
Okay, and I'm sure we'll talk to Gary about that. Tell us a little bit about the organization itself within EAA. How does that operate?
Yeah, we're one of EAA's divisions. We're the second division that came on board back in the 60s, again, because of what Paul Pobrezny wanted to create. At first, of course, EAA started in Milwaukee in 1953, and it was principally an organization of home builders. But then Paul was always a visionary guy, so he saw the future, and he realized that there's all kinds of things that could be under the EAA umbrella, not just home builds. So he invited all sorts of different subgroups or special interests, as they call them now, special interest communities, into the organization, and aerobatics was one of them. And of course, he also, like I say, had a great personal love for aerobatic flying himself. I don't know if many of the listeners know this, but many years his son Tom Pobrezny was president of EAA, the convention chairman here in Oshkosh. And Tom was really hooked by aerobatics, was really up to his neck in IAC activities for a lot of years in our early years, and went to represent the United States on the U.S. aerobatic team, which competed in France in 1972. So, and then later on, of course, went to be a member of the Eagles aerobatic team, which flew here for 25 years.
Sure. Anybody who's maybe older than 40 remembers.
40 knows who I'm talking about and knows the Eagles aerobatic team.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, of course, one of the performers here is, of that three-man team is Gene Soucy, who flies here, of course, every week.
Yep.
Yeah, in fact, he's probably the most longest-serving, longest-performing airshow pilot in the world, you know.
It's quite incredible.
Yeah, I first saw Gene fly in 1968, so we go back a long way, too. Yeah.
So, yeah, IAC, there's also Warbirds is one of those groups.
Yeah, Warbirds came along later. Again, of course, Paul also had a military background, and he was a colonel in the Wisconsin Air National Guard in Milwaukee. And then, of course, flew in the military in World War II. So Warbirds were real important to him as well. So he invited the Warbirds of America into the EAA family as a division back in about 68. And then now look what you've got. Hundreds of Warbird airplanes showing up here.
And incredible air show, too.
Yeah, incredible air show. And the most beautifully restored airplanes that you can see anywhere. It's just fantastic.
Yeah. Well, we see exciting things here in the IAC area as well. What do you have here that's new this year?
Well, what we've got is this year our theme, you know, our tagline, as they call it, is grassroots to the top of the world. And what we've tried to do is to display some airplanes here that represent, you know, where you start in the sport and then where you go all the way up. And so over here and to the south of our building, we've got airplanes like the Blanca Decathlon.
It's an entry-level
Blanca
Decathlon, aerobatic
now
airplane,
the American Champion aircraft decathlon on display, which is probably the most widely used aerobatic trainer in the world right
now. I learned aerobatics in that airplane.
Well, there you
100,
go.
180 horse super decathlon.
Oh, yeah, wonderful airplane. Yeah. And you know, we've always said that if you can learn to fly good aerobatics in that, you can fly it in anything.
Well, even more than that, maybe a Citabria with the very low horsepower.
Well, if you fly a 115 horsepower Citabria, and you fly it well, there's just nothing that you can't fly after that, because it's a bit of a struggle. But they're good airplanes, good trainers. Because I'm actually, if you think about it, a trainer shouldn't be too easy.
That's right. No,
you know, it ought to be a little challenging, because then when you get into the high performance airplanes later on, man, it's a breeze, you know. And then so we've got those airplanes here. We've got some of the older generation airplanes like the Great Lakes, which were real big on the air show circuit back in the 50s and the 60s. And then we had this morning, we had on display right in front of our building here, Rob Holland's MXS-RH.
Which, if anybody has seen Rob Holland's show, unbelievable.
Yeah, and of course, Rob is on the IAC's board of directors. He's very active, not just as a pilot on the air show lineup, but also a real, real contributor to the sport as a volunteer. And as a matter of fact, from here, Rob is leaving to go to Radom, Poland.
Yep.
Because the World Advanced Aerobatic Championships is starting there in a few days.
You know, on this porch, maybe 3 years ago, I interviewed a young man named Cameron Jackson.
Oh, of course, Cameron's already there.
And Cameron is competing for our U.S.
Yes,
team
he is.
This year. That is a success story. He was a student at UND when I interviewed him.
Yeah, and he got inspired to do aerobatics, and he has really come along.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, we're really proud of Cameron.
Yeah.
And so, of course, comes from UND. So.
Yeah.
We got some UND folks here, too, that are watching, are going to be watching how he does over there.
Yeah.
But he's had some real good coaching, and there's, we've got a real solid team over there, so I think we'll do real well in the World Championships.
Fantastic. And does Gary have anything to do with preparing our folks to go do that?
Well, I'll tell you, it's important. No, he doesn't directly, but the Nationals is the venue that we use to select a team. So what we do is we take the top-ranked pilots, their ranking, top rankings, and they're the ones that are selected to represent the United States. And we will be selecting another unlimited team this year, or in September, you know, and they will be competing in South Africa in 2017.
Oh, wow.
So we hope to send a full team of 8 pilots to South Africa next year, which is going to be a real logistical challenge.
Well, yeah, just getting the airplanes there, that's a long container ride.
Yeah, it is. you know, not so bad to Europe, but it's a little further to
Yeah, it sure
South
is.
Africa, and a little more expensive. Yeah, yeah.
But once again, a different venue, which is always nice.
Yeah,
a change of scenery, and
yeah, and the South Africans have been anxious to organize it for quite some time, and they're really good people down there, so I know they'll put on a good contest.
Great, that's awesome, Mike. Is there anything else about the IAC that our listeners should know for this year?
Well, just come by the building, and what we've got is an exhibit here that'll tell you the story of 15. Famous American aerobatic pilots, how they did it and what they achieved. And we got people on duty all the time here to talk to you about aerobatics. So
when we come back from our break, let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Jaymont G, we are on the fly at the IAC Pavilion, which is right at Show Center out on the flight line. Come on by and enjoy root beer float next door here and say hi to the IAC. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. You're listening to EAA Radio.